yonder, that's my big home.
The bees are buzzing, the trees are making some
honey just for me.
That's right, you look fun with little rocks and plants.
Take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few.
Try a few.
The bare necessities of life will come to you. The bare necessities of life.
Need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
I'll explain it to you.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some monkey-back camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God saw some sinning and it gave him pain, and he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
What?
You build me a floating zoo.
Right.
And pick some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some monkey-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Well, now, Noah was there to answer that call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey, Lord, I got your
green alligators and long-necked geese,
some humpy-back camels and some chimpanzees,
some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn,
I just can't see no unicorn.
Oh, unicorn!
Unicorn!
Yoo-hoo! Unicorn!
Oh. Well, that ark started moving and drifting with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some monkey-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
If we could talk to the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be. To talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
Study elephant and eagle.
Buffalo and beagle.
Alligator, guinea pig, and we.
We would converse in polar bear and python.
And we would curse in fluent kangaroo.
Oh, my! People ask us, can you speak rhinoceros?
We say our rhinoceros.
Can you do bad if we could bird with our furry friends? Man to animal, think of all the things we could discuss. If we could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, squeak, walk with the animals, and they could talk to us. With quadrupeds, think what fun we have asking over crocodiles for tea.
Maybe lunch with two or three lions,
walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be
if we spoke slang to orangutans.
The advantages any blue on earth can plainly see.
Discussing eastern art and dramas,
intellectual llamas. Now that's a big step forward, you'll agree. We learned to speak in antelope and turtle.
Pekingese
would be
extremely good.
If we were asked to sing in
hippopotamus, we'd say
rhinoceros. And we are sure every octopus, flies and platypus, certainly would see it as a plus.
Thank you very much. Thank you.